Saturday afternoon, October 12th, in Davis Square, Somerville, Massachusetts. After some morning rain, the skies cleared, and by mid-afternoon, the 9th annual Honk Festival was in full swing. The event seems to be growing each year, not only in size, but in global scope. Bands come from all over the country, and indeed around the world. One of the first bands I happened upon was Pokava It, from Russia, with Love.
Great set, great set. You guys came all the way from Russia?
Yes, we come from Russia, from Moscow.
So what do you think of this festival here?
I like it very much, really very much. Many sousaphones, many trombones, many saxophones. Very good.
Would you think this kind of festival could happen in Moscow?
Oh, so we do very good festivals, also brass music festivals.
Yeah.
But if be clear, now here, for me, it's one of the best what I have seen. So it's really, this one is really very good. I like it very much. My name is Vladimir Markovkin.
And the band's name?
Pokava.
Pokava. Well, thank you for sharing your music with us. So what do you think of this Honk Festival and the Russian band you just saw? You want to tell me?
I loved it. This is the first time I'm listening to it.
What do you think of the experience of Honk?
So far, it's great. I just got here, so I can't tell much. This was the first band I saw.
Okay.
I love the marching style, especially the dressing.
What do you think of the Honk Festival here?
So far, it has been really good, and I like it. I'm looking forward to hear other groups.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Chuck, and your name?
My name is Olga.
Olga, and you're here at the Honk Festival. What do you think of it?
I love it. I come every year.
Oh, really? So you're a local?
Well, you can say that, I guess. Okay. Yeah, I used to live in New Orleans for 2 years, and it really reminds me of the whole brass band movement that's typical of New Orleans. There are some bands from New Orleans here every year, always.
We just saw a band from Russia. That's the first for this place, a Russian band.
I love them. They're great. I saw them right now for the first time. Never heard them before.
While Pokava was playing in Seven Hills Park, Veverici from Brooklyn, New York was performing their style of Balkan brass music in Statue Park.
Alum.
Honk Alum.
So which band were you with?
The Brass Liberation Orchestra.
Oh, from San Francisco?
Yes.
But you're not playing here this year?
No. The band was going to come as they made a decision to attend every other year, but with the Climate March in New York and the 10th anniversary of the Rude Mechanical Orchestra, they decided to go there instead.
But you came anyway without the band?
Of course. It's Honk.
A member of the San Francisco-based Brass Liberation Orchestra. It was a fun day of lots of music, some people in costume, and running into friends, like WMBR's own Linda Pinko.
Hello!
Hi, welcome to Honk.
Thank you, welcome to Honk yourself.
It's a sunny afternoon, finally.
It is a beautiful afternoon, and there is much music to be had.
Have you been having it?
Are you on the radio?
No, you are.
No. It's very nice. It's a beautiful time. It's a lot of fun. Everybody's having a good time. People are very freaky.
But beautiful freaky.
Beautiful freaky thing happening here in Davis Square. Lots of people. Oh, my God. So much craziness. But in a good way. It's all about the music.
You think you could just probably describe it for the radio audience? We've got a video camera and a silver dress and...
Someone else might do a better job describing it than me.
Did you design this?
Yeah.
Well, okay, what is it?
It's a dress. It's kind of like an Elizabethan gown, except the slash sleeves are made out of ribbon cables, and the flat panel on the front has LEDs and a video camera.
So people can see themselves while they're talking to you?
Yeah. It usually has something else on it, but there's no Wi-Fi out here.
But there's a lot of good music.
Yes.
And you're swaying to it lovely.
Thank you.
Adding quite a lot of visuals to the scene.
I hope so. I need more excuses to wear hoop skirts, so you know. But I come here for the music and to dance.
Well, dance on, carry on. Thank you very much.
Hi, we're the CNN marching abominable from Atlanta, Georgia.
The Seed for Feed Marching O'Donovan came from Atlanta, Georgia to take part in the festivities of Hunk. Many of the bands do have a political slant to them as well, lending an air of activism to this event. One group that was out in force was Pass Mass Amendment.
Oh, we are here at Hunk, as Hunk is the most awesomest festival. We are Pass Mass Amendment. We are here because people care about getting corporate money out of politics. We think that corporate money have to be either severely limited or out of politics, completely out of your elections. So we hope you'll come down here and sign for passmassamendment.org. Look us up, print the form, mail it in, get some signatures. We all need to do this. 83% of small and medium businesses believe there's too much money in politics, and we're offering a way to do the to get rid of the money, the flood of corporate money that are distorting the will of the people in our elections. Thank you very much, NBR. We love you.
Oh, well, thank you. And you're out here at the Hunk Festival. I'm sure it's a very friendly crowd for you.
Oh, it's very sympathetic. It's basically a gold mine of signatures, and we're just here. Sometimes there's people standing in line three deep that are signing these clipboards.
Well, thank you for being here. You want to tell me who you are?
Well, I'm Tara Fredericks. I'm a co-founder of Pass Mass Amendment, the statewide ballot initiative to amend the state constitution to say that corporations are not people, money is not speech. The Massachusetts Constitution specifically says that corporations should not have any special privilege other than that which is gained by serving people.
Les Musettes Tangentes was a mostly female band from Paris, France. They played in Statue Park.
I sure did. It was a long, long walk.
You walked from there?
That's the only type of transportation we have back where I come from.
Okay, and was it worth the walk?
Oh yeah, this is awesome.
What have you experienced so far out here?
Giant bubbles. And music.
A lot of music
and fun-dressed people. Quite nice.
Like
and
yourself.
A gentleman with a microphone. Ask me random questions.
Everything is fine because you're at Hunk, right?
Everything is fine because I'm at Hunk.
And when you're at Hunk, everything is fine. So, are you enjoying the day?
You know what? We're having a great time. It's really fun to do this with a kid because it lets us push all the way up to the front of the line and we get to look at the band really closely and they get to see us and we're highly entertained and entertaining.
Well, indeed, everything here is highly entertaining for sure. And how do your kids react to this?
She loves music. She loves to dance. So we're having a blast. We've only seen two bands so far, and if you ask me what their names are, I'm afraid I can't tell you. But no, she's having a great time. We found some friends, so we're zooming around. Unfortunately, now the choice is where to have ice cream.
But you mean you? Well, you hear though, kids are doing dancing in the streets, literally.
Yes, we are dancing in the streets. Here they are. This is Ellery.
Hello.
Hi, Ellery. Are you having fun here? I heard you've been dancing.
I have.
You have? How old are you?
Five.
Five and dancing in the streets. That's a lot of fun, huh?
Yes.
What's your favorite part so far?
My favorite part was that first band.
The first band?
Yeah.
And now your second favorite part's going to be ice cream?
Yeah! I want to go get ice cream too.
So what have you experienced here so far?
Dirty water. Environmental encroachment. These guys, and I don't know who was in front of J.P. Licks. So, what did I experience so far? I experienced a lot of fun and kids going, doing limbo, going through hula hoops, jumping around hula hoops, great costumes.
It's fun for all ages.
And one band played Foxy Lady.
Yeah, there are some interesting covers for sure.
As always.
Lots of amusing covers indeed, including this tasty one from the Hillstompers, who came from New Mexico.
Yes, I mainly play with Minor Mishap Marching Band from Austin, Texas, but we also have good friends in environmental encroachment, so I'm sort of doubling with the two bands.
So you all come to Boston every year to invade and take part in this honk thing.
Well, we do.
Yes. What do you think of it?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. We really enjoy it.
So it's today, it's Honk Festival, so you can get away with it today. Other days, people think you're strange.
Yeah, well, the whole idea is that it doesn't have to just be a big vacation day. Even though we've transformed the square into something that it's usually not, it doesn't mean that it can't be this all of the time. And it's true that a lot of folks come in and experience it and appreciate it for just the one day. But if we can help people take a little piece of that into the rest of their life, then we've changed the world, I guess.
So you think guys wearing dresses and stockings is liberating?
I think it's absolutely liberating, and it's really damn comfortable, too, I will tell you, for all those listeners out there.
Excellent. And you're with?
I'm with EE, Environmental Encroachment, from Chicago, Illinois.
And how are you enjoying your time here in Massachusetts?
I'm loving it. I actually grew up here in Somerville, so whenever I come back for Honk, it's a nice visit home, and it's a really great way to visit home again.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing your music and your outfit.
Thank you very much.
A couple of Joes, one from Austin, Texas, and the other from Chicago. Chicago Joe was wearing a very pretty dress and stockings, adding to the freakiness of the festival. A fun time was had by all, and the Honk Festival is for all ages. Reporting from Davis Square, Somerville, USA, I am Chuck Rosina.